time for traffic, emergency style. Ricky Meese.
This accident is still causing problems for Draper drivers northbound on I-15. It's at 114 South. Those two right lanes still blocked. And your stop-and-go delays reaching to Bluffdale, southbound I-15. Heavy and slow, but we're starting to see the first signs of improvement. Still, those lingering delays go from the I-80-201 interchange into Sandy. Southbound I-215's West Belt, heavy and slow into Taylorsville. Joe Davis?
We literally have six crashes right now between the Point of the Mountain and Linden. The one that we really do need to look at, though, is that one in Linden going northbound on I-15. The traffic has, or I should say the accident now, has been moved off to the shoulder, all with one little bit of an exception there. All lanes are open, so it's starting to move again. And where it was back to 800 North in Orem, now only at 1200 North. So it is starting to clear up just a little bit. Mark?
Yeah, it's starting to clear up north as well. Short on the wrecks, short on the delays. 16-minute KSL travel time between Salt Lake City and Farmington. That is an improvement. After that, you just get sluggish in a few spots between Burton Lane and up to about 200 North Kaysville. That's not bad at all. Zero Res loves summer. It's the perfect time for carpet cleaning with fast dry times and cleaner indoor AC Living summer special is $33 per room for carpet. Call 2880 Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.